Okay. Hi, this is Local Broke Girl, and I'm doing my Ask Me Anything. So it's been a week, and I decided that it's not that I decided anything, but it's more of like, okay, I'm finally doing this. So I have consolidated all the questions. There's some overlaps here and there, so I kind of like clumped them together so that like we can have like a bit more of a flow and it won't seem like all over the place kind of. I mean, towards the end it is kind of like a just like a mix and match of things, but you know, whatever. So yeah, let's get started. Firstly, I would like to thank like you, the listener, for like your support and like for following in the first place. And, you know, whether you comment or not, or, like, DM me or whatever, or you just even upvote, I'm, like, really supportive. I really appreciate that. It's been a year since I started posting audio, so it's been, like, a year and a half almost. And, like, I know that I've taken, like, many breaks along the way, but I think maybe now I am doing a little bit better, and hopefully, you know, with time, like, I can be a little bit more confident in what I make and produce, like, better content. So, yeah, cool things. Woo! Okay, so let's get started with these questions. Okay. Question one, what made you start posting to PTA and GWA, and do you enjoy doing it? Well, I stumbled upon like PTA like last year, like around like early last year, and at first it was just like, haha, it's so funny, like a bunch of like giggling fools. I didn't mean that, but it was more just like, oh, that's nice, like to have like sleep aids audios and all that kind of stuff. And then it wasn't until around like July, I think, that I came across this one creator, and one of his audios like kind of, well, not kind of made me cry, but like made me cry because like he said things I didn't know I wanted to hear, and like, I really look up to him a lot. So I was just like, dang, I wanna like, firstly, I wanna get to know this person. Secondly, like, I wanna be able to create content like his. So I was just like, you know what, I think it might be kind of fun. Like, kind of just like trying it out a little bit. And so I start posting on Pillow Talk in August, like a month later. Unfortunately, I do not know. I do not know my favorite creator personally. I don't know, like, part of me is just, like, kind of scared. I mean, I've, like, DM'd him to be like, thank you so much for, like, all the works that you put out, etc., etc., but I'm also just like, okay, I think I'm just gonna, like, leave it there. As for GWA, I started doing that recently, and, I started it because I kind of wanted to explore my sexuality a little bit more, because growing up I never really had like proper sex ed classes, unfortunately. I have the worst luck, they were always cancelled, so I didn't get that much education on it. And it was until like, I met some of my friends that I start to learn more and become a little bit more open to it, because I grew up in a pretty conservative household. I never had the talk. So yeah, and I don't know, I think like part of me has always been ashamed of like sex and like feeling horny in general, and that was always something that's just like, oh, okay, that's like a very, very private thing that I never want to talk about. But I don't know, I'm an adult now. So, like, okay, as per se adult, but like, now that I am transitioning into adulthood, there are some things I need to take responsibility for, and one of them is like sexual education for myself. And it's also a whole thing about like being comfortable with my body and everything. So yeah, and also the attention is nice, I'm not gonna lie. Do I enjoy doing it? Honestly, surprisingly, yes. Like, I mean, of course there are like certain requirements for me to, you know, kind of pose. It's just that like I have to be in a mood, I have to feel confident enough, and I have to feel like loose enough in the sense that like I should drink a little bit before I post, so that like, or like drink before I post or I record, so that I actually have like the balls to do it. So yeah. But yeah, I think I still gravitate towards like the pillow talk audio stuff more, because like that's more within like my comfort zone, whereas GWA is more of like a, okay, well like, you know, like take one step forward and then like another step forward. But like these steps are gonna be extremely small and extremely slow paces, but you know, we'll see how it goes. Second question, what should we call you? You can call me Beanie Girl, I'm joking. I think someone like messaged me before and was just like, hi broke girl, and I was just like, please don't call me that. Like, it just makes me feel sad, like, just like, I know I'm broke. Someone has called me local before, which I don't mind. But yeah, I know it's hard to not have a name, but firstly, I don't think people can pronounce my name. Secondly, I don't want to give away an alias. Thirdly, I don't want to create a third fake name. So yeah, local will do. Thank you. Question 3, did you actually record your first GWA during class? No, I realize why people might think that, because in text I wrote I'm in the Zoom class. But no, I did not. I love my GPA too much to actually like, I don't know, like get distracted during class. I mean, I do get distracted during class, but like, I do think there's a line to a distraction. Like, I care about my GPA too much. I care a lot about my class participation and shit, so I could never do that to any of my professors. Next. Does anyone in real life know you make audios? Yes. Like, 3 of my closest friends know that I make stuff for Pillow Talk. They don't know the account though, and they never pried. I don't think they have. And even if they did find it, like, they never told me. And I don't think they told anyone else either, but people would have asked me about it already, so. In terms of GWA, within that 3 friends, only one person knows. And she's the friend that I feel like the most comfortable sharing about it with. And she's kind of like my manager. Like, she's a bit of like my enabler, because like I'll be like, oh, I kind of want to post this. And she'd be like, just do it. And I'll be like, okay. And she's just like, yeah, just do it. Take a shot of vodka and let's go. And I was just like, okay. So yeah. For the other 2 friends, of course I do plan on telling them, because like the 4 of us is like, you know, a clique. And I love them a lot. It's just that I am fearful that if I tell them, they're gonna stop blabbing. So we'll see. Next, what are some of your kinks, and or what tags on GWA do you listen to? My kinks, according to the BDSM test, let me just find that. Let's see. I should have prepared this beforehand, but I didn't, so now I am regretting it. Okay, I remember, like, I got Rope Bunny, which, yep, I enjoy being bound. DDLG is that. What else? Is this mine? What? Okay, yeah. Oh, fuck. 100% Degrady, 100% Rope Bunny, 99% Brat, 98% Brat Tamer, 93% Masochist? Predator Prey, it's kind of up there, but I'm also not really sure. But yeah. So yeah, that's some of the things. In terms of tags, I do look at, like, if the creator is dominant, I'm most likely listen to it. I do gravitate towards like rougher audios if I'm in the mood, but I mean generally I do listen to all tags, especially like, you know, out of curiosity and like for research and stuff, like actual research, like I'm listening to see like how do people do it, so that like I can have some ideas as to how I want to do mine. So, and it was, just kind of interesting to see like what kind of things people come up with, because like, I don't know, sometimes I get a feeling that I can get a little bit repetitive, so I want to know how to break out of that. So yeah, if I'm listening to like GWA in the daytime, I'm like not like doing it for like self-pleasure, but rather like it's just like research, and I'm literally like solving a Sudoku puzzle as I'm listening, so yeah, nothing sexy about that. Next, okay, any advice for people who want to record? Do it at your own pace, record where you're comfortable with, record with like topics that you're good with. You don't really need a mic. I don't use a mic, I just use my phone, which is my sound quality shit, but yeah, I just use my phone and then I upload it, and then like, yeah, I send it to my laptop, and then I just use iMovie and hope for the best. So yeah, but I think like just record what you want to record instead of recording what you think people will want to hear, because like I remember I started off with that, and then after a while I was just like, I can't, like expectation, and I was just like, never mind, and I took a break for like on so many months, and then I came back and I was just like, you know, I'm just gonna do my own thing. So yeah, aside from PTA and JWA, which subreddits do you frequent? Fusebox Games, The Sims 4, Am I the Asshole, Drag Race, Cardamancy. Yeah, and those are some of the subreddits that I go to. I think you can see it in like the whole active in communities, but like it put Mystic Messenger there, and like, I only commented like once, so. But yeah, like in terms of like going to content, yeah, Fusebox Games for the Love Island game, The Sims 4 for The Sims. Yeah, Drag Race, just to see like what people are saying about like episodes and stuff, and like just looking through discussion threads and everything. Yeah, Am I the Asshole for like, you know, for like some drama. So, and yeah, Cardamancy, just to see like what's up, and yep. Okay, next, favorite reality TV show and why? Well, I would say Drag Race, because like that was really the first reality TV show or like, TV series that like I really got into, and also because I really enjoy like competition based reality TV, because I think like firstly drama, secondly like you get to see a lot, you get to see like participants in like their own element and kind of like showing off what you're passionate about, and I do think Drag Race is like pretty good at that, because like you can see like sewing challenges, you can see entertainment challenges, like, and looking at like the runways and everything, like it's just such an inspiration, like art wise at least, and you know, like hearing like stories of like these queens and like what they go through is really eye-opening, because where I'm at, like the LGBTQ plus movement isn't that strong, like we're pretty it's like, I don't know, how should I say, like oppressed, I would say. Yeah, so I wouldn't say that we get much representation in my country, whereas like, you know, Drag Race is like in the US, like people are more out and more, like louder there, so it's just like nice to see, or like rather more like educational for me to kind of understand that like, okay, this is what people are going through, and discrimination still happening, etc, etc, like what can I do to help. Yeah, I mean, okay, but like aside from that, I do enjoy the Great British Bake Off. cooking shows, love that shit. I used to watch MasterChef, I used to watch Kitchen Nightmares, so fun. Amy's baking company, like iconic. It's Christmas, let's go home. Oh my god, it's literally Christmas. No, it's November, but like it's Christmas. Well, it's Hotel Hell. I watched that one as well. That was also pretty fun. I think I like reality TV for the drama. So I also watched like, yeah, I watched like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I watched Love Island. I only watched like one season of Love Island. I've watched a couple of episodes of The Bachelor. I've watched Survivor. I used to watch The Amazing Race. But yeah, I think ultimately I used to watch America's Next Top Model as well. And then I watched Asia's Next Top Model, and it was like kind of bad. I watched like American Idol and The Voice and everything. Like, you know what? I just like these things. It's just like fun. Okay, next. Love Island or The Bachelor? Well, I didn't really get to watch The Bachelor. Like I said, I only watched like a couple of episodes. So I would definitely choose Love Island. If I were a contestant, however, I would still choose Love Island. There's like just like more options. Like The Bachelor, you literally only have like that one guy. It's just like you and a bunch of other girls fighting over that one guy. Like, why would I do that? Like, whereas with Love Island, like, you can romance both girls and guys if they swing that way, you know? So, yeah, Love Island. Next, do you play any sports? No. I played basketball with my dorm mates weekly back when, you know, I was overseas and in my dorm. Wish I was there, but I'm not right now. But you'll know when I get back, you'll hear the train. You hear the train go by, like every like 10 minutes, and my bed is like creaky as fuck, but like, you know, fun times. I used to play volleyball, wasn't very good at it. I'm just not good at sports. Like, I don't play sports like voluntarily, unfortunately. Next, how did you get into cartomancy? This was like 2 years. Okay, well, no, I got my deck last year, but like 2 years back, one of my friends, well, the girl who knows that I post on GWA, like she's always been into astrology and tarot and all that stuff and all the spiritual things. Like, she had her own pendulum and everything, which I don't truly believe in, but I don't truly believe in the pendulum as much, unfortunately. But you know, you choose to believe what you want to believe in. Yeah, and basically, like, she got her own tarot deck, and at first I was just like, oh, you know, this is just fun to see, like, I just like getting my fortune told. And then last year at like a festival, I stumbled across my Lenormand deck, and basically I fell in love, so on to that. And for some reason I can't get into tarot cards. Like, I mean, I thought about getting my own deck, but they just don't call out to me the same way the Lenormand or like playing cards do. Like, I'm currently learning how to read with playing cards as well, which is quite exciting. Not very good at it though. Okay, next, do you have any tattoos? No, but I do want to get one. My mom doesn't allow me at the moment, and I'm just like, so I guess I'm just gonna have to go overseas, graduate, get a tattoo, and then when I come back, she's just gonna be like, when the fuck do you get this? And I'm gonna be like, I don't know. But yeah, I've always wanted to get like a hermit crab holding a daisy, and like the back of my shoulder, maybe, I don't know. Firstly, because like I'm a Cancer, so my sign is the crab. But also because I do think I am a bit of a hermit in the sense where like I'm quite introverted, so kind of just want to like stay in my shell. And daisies are meant to represent like a new beginning, and yeah, I kind of just want that. Yeah, I was hoping like maybe in the shell like there would be like cracks in it as well. I don't know, who knows. I didn't ask anyone to help me design it or whatever, so it's still like, you know, it's still like in the thinking, in the conceptualizing part of things now. I was thinking that like, you know, if I still want it by like next year, then I will properly like get it done. So yeah. Next, do you play Among Us? And if you do, what color and hat do you make? So cute. Yeah, I do play Among Us with my friends. Very fun. Which color and hat do I mean? I usually mean black, but recently I've been enjoying pink and yellow. I just like fun colors. I usually have the egg. Like it's either like the nest or like the cracked egg. Yeah. And if I'm feeling saucy, I will put on the cat ears. Next, what's your major? On paper, it's called Transcultural Studies. But to make things easier for everyone, I study Japanese literature and history, as well as its culture. Next, favorite DAY6 album or song? I can't choose a favorite song because I love every single DAY6 song. Like, I mean, I guess there would be a number. I think there are multiple number ones. So yeah, my favorite album has to be like a tie between Remember Us and Entropy. But I think Remember Us might be number one because like its concept was good. Like, yeah, the concept of like the whole idea of like being in the 80s, like it carried into like their music as well as like how the music video for Days Gone By was filmed. All the songs were like chef's kiss, and yeah, styling was on point, concept was on point, music was on point, and I love the packaging of the album. Had really nice stickers, which I haven't used yet because I don't know, putting stickers onto my laptop seems kind of like a big commitment. So yeah. What's your go-to album, artist, song when you're in a good mood? You know, I'll check my Spotify playlist for this. let's see. Well, yeah, I have a playlist called It's Christmas, Let's Go Home, like, just for the fun times. I think any One Direction song puts me in a good mood. Like, Temporary Fix, Wolves, What Makes You Beautiful, One Thing, Live While We're Young, No Control, Come On, Come On, Nobody Compares. Like, you know, like, I do think, like, those, like, really upbeat, like, songs really get me in the mood. Like, Neon Trees, Everybody Talks an Animal, love that. And some of Lil Mix, Hair is one of my favorites. Hair and Black Magic, love that. Yeah, I think those are some of the songs that I listen to when I'm like, when I'm in a good mood. Like, it just gets me pumped. Top 5 albums of all time. Okay, Remember Us is number 1. Number 2. Sounds Good, Feels Good by 5 Seconds of Summer. The Most Beautiful Moment in Life by BTS, that's one of my favorites. Oh god, I don't know. Oh, 80s, their Treasure series. I can't choose just one, unfortunately. So, their Treasure series. I really enjoy it. And I don't know. Maybe Youngblood by 5 Sauce? Yeah. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. Or DAY6 Entropy. Actually, maybe DAY6 Entropy. Yeah. Waffles or pancakes? Crepes. I prefer crepes, but since it's not part of the question, I'll choose pancakes. Next is water wet. Okay, I've had this conversation with my friends before. Until now, I still don't know. I don't think water is wet, but water on other things that's not water, that's not liquid, is wet. The concept of being wet is when something, when this liquid on like a surface that isn't liquid. But would that mean air is wet? You know, I don't fucking know. I'm not, I can't, I'm like dumb. Like, no. We're moving, wait, you know how Google is, it's water wet. Water isn't wet by itself, but it makes other materials wet when it sticks to the surface of them. There we go. So is air wet? No, but air doesn't have surfaces, right? Okay, let's just not. Okay, next. Favorite alcoholic drink. Or if you drink bubble tea, favorite boba. Non-alcoholic drink. Root beer float. I quite like those. Or a milkshake. That's also very nice. Bubble tea, my favorite would have to be... Oh, there was one that I drank in Hong Kong, like, last year. Yeah, that was, like, last, like, May when I went. No, not May. March when I went. Before, like, the riots started. Like, there was this, like, one, like, creme brulee brown sugar boba that was, like, really good. I had it, like, twice during the trip, and then when I came back home, I was just like, damn, I wish I had more. Okay, next. Rank these ice cream flavors from F to S tier. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, moose tracks, butter pecan, cookies and cream, then chocolate chip and cookie dough. Oh, fuck. Okay, wait, hold on. It's like S tier, A tier, B, C, D, E, F. Okay. Chocolate. I'll give it an A. Okay. Vanilla. I'll put it on a B because there's some like brands of like ice cream where like the vanilla ice cream isn't good. Like Haagen-Dazs is good. Ben and Jerry's not so much. Strawberry. A tier. Love that for us. Ooh, I can't spell. Moose Tracks. S tier. Love. Love the shit. Honestly, I think I just like peanut butter in general. I used to eat peanut butter out of a jar, and that was like a problem. Buttered pecan. Pecan? Yeah, pecan. Buttered pecan. Pronunciation. Weird times. I think I'll put it under C. It's not really my favorite. Sorry. Okay. Next. Cookies and cream. S tier. That's what I grew up. Mint chocolate chip. I'm so sorry. It's going under F. Like, I don't like it. I think, okay, I like mint on its own. But when with chocolate, it makes me feel weird. You know, especially when it... Yeah, I don't like mint. When it's with, okay, I say that, but like, I enjoy mojitos. I don't know, I think mint chocolate chip, like the mint gets too overwhelming that like it drowns out the chocolate, and then like when you finally get to the chocolate, it's like a really bad aftertaste for me. So sorry, don't really like it. Next, cookie dough, S tier. There we go. Okay. What's a phrase in another language that you use a lot? In Chinese, I like to use the phrase bao bei. So it's kind of like the equivalent of like sweetie, though it actually means like baby. Well, I guess bao bao would be baby, and bao bei is more of like... Yeah, it's just a baby, I guess. No, but like, I use it like the way you would use like sweetie. It's just like, oh sweetie, it's okay. But like mine's like, oh Poppy, it's fine. another phrase I use a lot, because currently I'm learning Japanese, so I use yabai a lot, which is like yikes, kind of. I was just like, oh damn, like that's bad, kind of. But like, you know, in different contexts it means different things. So yeah, I use yabai a lot. Trilingual queen. I say that as I can barely speak Chinese and Japanese and English, let's be real. What are some of your favorite memes? I like stonks a lot, honestly. I think I just kind of like geese. I know, you know what, I just like bird memes in general. Like, you know the one where the bird is like, it throws its head back and then like just yells? Yep, love that one as well. Stonks is one of my favorites. There's this one guy with like the brown guy, and then like, I don't know what it's called, but like, I think you've seen it before. It's kind of like, it spells like shit, like S-H-E-T, so it's like shit. and it's like stealth, but it's like S-T-E-L-F. Oh my, where can I pronounce things? But yeah, love that one a lot as well. I use that a lot. Look at this graph. That's one of my favorites. Very iconic. Not just like thinking of vines as well. Like fresh avocado. Oh, I do like a lot of like drag race related memes. Oh, anything by Tiffany Pollard is also really good. Beyonce, bitch, you look like Luther Vandross. The bit meme. Her breath smelled like straight up shit. Her breath smelled like a toilet full of nasty ass shit, okay? Bye pumpkin, you know. But what about iconic moments and memes? No, they're more memes. Drag race sequins dress. We take the shawl. Go back to Party City where you belong. What else? Shangela's like rant. I don't have a sugar daddy. I never had a sugar daddy. If I wanted a sugar daddy, yeah, I probably could go and get one because I am what? Sickening. You could never have a sugar daddy because you are not that kind of girl. Maybe everything I have, I bought and earned for myself. I built myself from the ground up, you fucking bitch. Or like Stacey Dean Matthews going, who's Heather? Like, that's kind of funny. Or Kimora Black going, like saying like is delicious an adjective? Yeah, that's a super adjective. And Cynthia Lee Fontaine being like, come on, English lessons. I love that. Yeah. You get to travel to one place of your choice every year, paid and everything. Where do you choose to go and why? Is that the pipe? Can you hear that? Who knows? Paid for and everything. Where would I go? Probably to like a Scandinavian country, maybe Sweden or Norway. Kind of interested in that. Aside from that, maybe Switzerland. Haven't been there either. Milan would be nice. Honestly, I kind of just want to go to like a place where I don't understand the language and no one really knows me, because escapism issues. Thanks. What's your idea of a perfect day if you're with someone you like? I.e. a friend or a lover, etc. It always involves the beach somehow. I like going to the beach. I've only been to the beach like twice this year. I really enjoy the beach a lot. So it's like a picnic at the beach and then we watch the sunset and then like we have like little sparklers and everything. Oh, it sounds like the Japanese anime dream of my life. Kind of want that though. It's like the whole Natsuyasumi kind of thing. Yeah, probably. Getting ice cream and like having a little picnic at the beach, watching sunset, and then like, you know, playing with sparklers and like setting off fireworks. I do think it's like pretty fun. Waddling in the sea, etc. Yeah. Next, what movie would you like to live out? Either Ratatouille, because food looks so good there, or High School Musical, all three movies, because that's the only time theater kids are cool. And I went to art school and majored in theater because I thought it would be like High School Musical, and so did the rest of the theater cohort, and imagine how upset we were when we found out that it was nothing like High School Musical. Yeah. Next question. Well, it's not really a question, but it says drop your self-care routine, sis. Self-care? Who's she? I don't know. Self-care, putting on a face mask, putting on a hair mask, putting on a mask everywhere. Face, hair, and feet and hands. Let's go. You know? I think usually when I'm feeling indulgent, I would use like Lush products. Yeah. you have one that was like what, Magic Crystals, which is like a body scrub, and it's so good. Like, and like, yeah. So I take like a very long shower on days where like I want self-care. Basically, I wash my hair like crazy. Okay, not like crazy, but it's more of like a deep cleanse, and then I put on a hair mask afterwards. And then yeah, face wash, body gel, and then the body exfoliating thing. Exfoliating. What the fuck is English? The body scrub, how about that? Yeah. And then yeah, lotion up, put on like a face mask, put on a hair mask, put on one for hands, one for feet. And then I kind of just like lie on my bed like an emotionless blob. Turn on the AC, play some nice music, you know, dim the lights, that's the shit. And now watch like a trashy teen movie. That's self-care, honey. I mean, if I was like really feeling it, like I would like maybe journal. Like, I used to have a bullet journal, but then like I couldn't really maintain it too well. So I now have like a journal that I keep on my laptop, so that like, and if I ever have like any ideas or whatever, I'll just like type it down. Unless I feel like writing, then I have like a little binder for like all my thoughts and shit. So yeah. Okay, next question. Any near-death experiences? I fell down like an escalator once. I tumbled down an escalator once. See, I was like working in the library till late. Not working, but like burping. Studying. So it was like about like 10 o'clock. Well, no, it was like 9:30 around there. It was basically quite late at night. And my dad was just like, okay. My parents were like, okay, I'm gonna go pick you up from the library. Please come down like at 10 o'clock sharp. And I was just like, okay. Because the thing is that I think at like the waiting area, you can't like wait there for too long. So they were just like, please come, please be there before us. And I was just like, okay. So at about 9:55, I started to make my way down so that I would get in there at like 10 o'clock sharp, right? And then like, basically from the third floor to the first floor, it's like one long escalator that takes you about like a minute to go down. And what happened was that it wasn't 10 o'clock yet, but I received like a call from my mom, and she was just like, where are you? We're already here. And I was just like, okay, I'm coming, you know. And I just started going down the escalator a little bit faster, and then I tripped and I ended up tumbling down this escalator, and I was like, oh fuck. And my mom was still on the call with me, and she was just like, what the fuck happened to you? And I was just like, I don't even fucking know. This was like in 2018, okay? And like at that point in time, because I was like facing like my finals and everything, because like this exam was gonna determine whether I could get into university, and I was just like, you know what, if I die, and it just means that I was not meant to take this test. I was not meant to take the final exam. I am not meant to go to university. Please, death, just take me now. I don't want to do this anymore. But I survived. And basically there was like a bunch of other students as well who were like coming down, and like they screamed as they saw me tumble down, and they were just like, oh my god. And like I remember kind of just like lying there, and I was just like, I am alive. And as I stood up, like one of the students were just like, your shoe came off, and I was just like, I wanna fucking die. So yeah, that's like my near-death experience. Very fun. 10-10 would do it again. I still have the scar on like my left leg. Like, it was like really bad before. Those were like some abrasions and shit. Like, I didn't sprain anything. Like, you know, it was really just like cut. It was really just like cuts and abrasions. So like, it really wasn't that bad. One of my friends fell down like a couple of steps and sprained her ankle. So the examination gods really looked at me and were just like, you're not dying today. We have more. We need to torture you a little bit more. And I was just like, fuck. So yeah, that's like my near-death experience. I don't know. I nearly ran in front of a bus before, so. But yeah. Next, what are some of your talents or skills? I don't have any talents or skills. I am not naturally talented in any way. So I guess in terms of skills, I work hard, but even then, like, that's debatable. Yeah, I am not naturally gifted in any way possible. Like, I can sing, but it's, like, average. Like, I can write, but it's average. I can play the piano, but it's not good. You know, like, I don't really have a gift or anything. If anything, like, manipulation would be my skill, because I know that sounds really bad, but it's more of like, well, maybe it's not really manipulation, more of like opportunistic. I tend to take every opportunity that's given to me, and I make sure to get like the full experience out of it. So let's say I was at like Model UN, and like all the guys are like, like the stupid fucking guys are like, I'm so sorry, but my Model UN experience was not very fun, especially when it came to the males. But yeah, like, they were always like talk over you and everything, so it was just me and a bunch of girls like standing in the back, because like we didn't know what was going on, and we decided to form like our own little group. And yeah, and basically, when the thing about Model UN is that there's like usually like two sides, you know, to everything. And so I remained pretty neutral throughout. So I was like recruited by one, like secretly. And then the other side came to me that night, like texted me. I was just like, hey, will you join us and like, you know, help us out with our rezo? And I was just like, sure. So at that point in time, I had both rezos from both parties. I had the rezos from both parties. And what happened was that I combined both rezos and passed it off as mine. Needless to say, during the conference, no one was pleased. But like after the conference was over, they were just like, okay, good game, you know, like you play to your strengths and everything. So yeah, I would say I'm opportunistic. I take opportunity to network, to kind of, I don't know, it feels a bit expectative, I must not deny. Because like sometimes it doesn't feel very genuine of me to do certain things, especially with like the way I make friends as well, because like I told my friend this recently, like I've known her for 6 years, but basically to try and be friends with my current friend, like at that point in time she was like really into anime and Tokyo Ghoul, and I didn't know jack shit about anime, so I was just like, oh, okay, I know Tokyo Ghoul as well. And then I went back home and binged like all the episodes, and I went to her and I was just like, I fucking know, I have knowledge. And then she was like, oh yeah, I also watched this other anime, blah blah blah, and she gave me a whole list, and I was just like, yeah, I watched some of those too. And then I went back home and binged all those so I could talk to her about it. And then like soon we moved on from the anime talk and everything, and like now 6 years later, like she was asking me like, oh, I can't remember how we became friends. And I was just like, I essentially made you think that I was really into anime. I lied to you and said that I knew all this shit, when the truth is that like you would talk to me about them and I went home to binge everything so I could talk to you about it. So yeah, I guess that's a skill, like, kind of, me being a people pleaser, haha, and mildly manipulative and exploitative. Fun times. Okay, let's just move on from that. Are you a lover or a fighter? I think I'm more of a lover. I do think I'm a little bit more empathetic. Yeah, and usually when I'm faced with confrontation, I get scared. So I try not to, but if it comes to like something that I'm very passionate about or like I have very strong feelings about, I would definitely fight. Or I would just listen first and then take a day to like think about the conversation, do my own research, and then come back the next day with like a properly fleshed out argument. This is why I can't do like debates or Model UN, because like they always ask, because you always need to like rebut and like make things up on the spot, right? But the thing is that once like I've said everything that's written on my notebook, I can't go on anymore. I just can't. So yeah, not very skillful in that, but yeah. But yeah, I think I'm more of a lover. Okay, second last question. Do you believe in soulmates? Not really. Not really. I don't even believe that best friends exist, but Yeah, let alone soulmates. I don't think that there is one soul. I don't know. I wouldn't say they're soulmates, but rather like, because technically the idea of soulmates is that like it's someone who like fully understands you in every single way possible. But like that is not possible, I don't think. Instead, I think you just have like a group of people who you get along with very well, and that's it. You know, and you know you share certain parts of them here and there and everything, and like. That's just what it is. Like, I don't think you should put all the burden and expectations on one person and one person alone. So, yeah. Okay, last question. And I know this is... this seems narcissistic, but it's not. Why are you so adorable? Because I just am. I don't know. Skincare, self-care. generally because I have to take charge of like my own destiny, so I like being a baby. Like when I'm around other people, like in my friend group, I am the baby, and usually I go to my friends and I'm just like, please give me attention. No, I do that a lot. And if I'm bored, I'll just be like, oh my god. Okay, we're just gonna use like a fake. We're just gonna use a fake name and be like, Emily, please talk to me. And then just gonna be like, why? Like, what the fuck do you want? I'm just like, I don't know. I'm bored and I want attention. So, yeah. I think a lot of my ooh energy comes from there. Oh, I should have done this entire question. I should have done this entire Q&A in like my fucking ooh voice. Whatever. It's too late. It's too late. 46 minutes have gone by, and I'm very tired, so yeah. Hello. I still can't believe I can do it, but that's just how it is. So yeah, that's all the questions. Thank you to everyone who has submitted a question. I appreciate it a lot. If you didn't, it's okay as well. Thank you for supporting me. Yeah, thank you for supporting me, be it by like leaving a comment, upvoting, or like sending me a DM or whatever, you know. I'm really grateful for it. Like, while I haven't really been very active in the past year and a half until like recently, like the past month, like everyone has been pretty kind, aside from like the bumps in the road which I had to like set boundaries for and everything, you know. But yeah, I'm like really thankful that you have given me a chance to be a creator of some sorts. And yeah, thank you. I am gonna go now. I don't know how to end this, but yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye.